customers a lot more.
What in the world is new? Bringing the facts to you on the Global News Watch. It never stops around the clock.
Your reference point for total information. Now, the latest news headline.
This is Will Power reporting Worm Radio News, brought to you by the PMS Rifle Range, where shooting is a pleasure. In the top of the news, a giant fly was seen attacking the Pomona police station. This morning, the SWAT team had to be called in. Oh, that's the studio hotline. I'll just pick it up. Oh, jeez, that's hot. Pomona police report a stolen prosthetic arm was just discovered in a secondhand shop. Details at the top of the hour. A Mr. Jacques Strapp of Paris, France, has set the world's record for flagpole sitting, as he's been perched on a tiny platform 60 feet up in the air for 3 years and 1 month. Last night, his wife Baguette decided to check on him since she hadn't talked to him in all that time. Sadly, she discovered her husband had passed away, so she decided to fly him at half-mast for the next week. This story just handed to me last night. A tornado ripped through our local cemetery, leaving hundreds dead. This Wormcast is brought to you by Fifi's Gruel Buffet and Wig Emporium. Today, as cold air moves into the area, the barometer will fall. Well, recovering from that, we'll have this last item for today. The Associated Press reports that newsroom chairs sold primarily at an office supply store in Pomona are spontaneously bursting into...
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you on...
What do you figure it is, Slim?
Brought to you on...
What is it?
Brought to you on...
Gotta love radio, right?
You said it!
Johnny Lizard.
By request!
Wow, short song. That was a request going out to the football team captain, Don Apparel, from the Fighting Martyrs of Inquisition High.
Have a good afternoon. It's another great, fabulous, special feature.
With me in the Worm Studio to answer some of your most intimate questions is famed advice columnist Dr. Nancy.
Great to be here again, Mr. Lizard.
Well, let's get right into it. I have a letter here from Della Wilmington from Wilmington, Delaware, who writes, "Dear Dr. Nancy, my wife of 22 years has been hanging around the 16-year-old boy who cuts our lawn. She goes with him all over the neighborhood and, in fact, has been visiting him at his house, sometimes overnight. I trust her, but don't you think this is unusual behavior, Dr. Nancy?"
I say, don't fret. Tomorrow is another day.
That's it? That's your advice?
Yes. Who's next, Johnny?
Okay. A Mr. D.C. Washington from Washington, D.C. says, "Dear Dr. Nancy, I got a call late last night from my teenage son, who apparently had been picked up by the police for breaking into the local museum and spray-painting profanity all over the artwork. There's thousands of dollars in damage, and my son wanted me to bail him out of jail. He has always been a nice, quiet boy who gets good grades, but I just don't understand this sudden change in behavior."
That really is unfortunate. It seems your son has definitely stepped in a puddle of mud this time.
You do realize, Dr. Nancy, that this is an advice program.
Oh, yes, Johnny. Please tell your audience to look for my latest book at their local bookstore. It's called Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella by leading advice columnist Dr. Nancy.
Well, thanks. You've been most helpful.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Lizard.
Weekend. You ought to know that wherever you go, we're with you.
Hello, Wormline.
Hey, can you play something by the Beatles?
Anything in particular?
Something.
Well, what song do you want to hear?
Okay, I'll explain it so even you can understand it. Play something by the Beatles.
Ah, okay, here's something by the Beatles.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go?
For our Wormline caller, something by the Beatles. 523 at Wonderful Worm.
Something must have gone wrong.
Our man on the scene, Al Fresco, is out in the Wormmobile, and he's playing the hits this afternoon, live and direct from your Magic Hole miniature golf course. Al, is there much of a crowd there today?
Well, Johnny, the good news is that we have a lot of people here, but the bad news is they've gathered around the van and are jostling it around quite a bit. Guys, please don't shake the van. Johnny, I think their excitement is just a sign that they love Wonderful Worm and they're just happy to have us here. But man, they are really rocking the van.
Good heavens, what was that?
It was just a framed picture of my dear mother that was on the console here in the Wormmobile. Let's play some music here on 1450 Radio. This is the Cutie Pies with their latest hit, Don't Touch Me There. Johnny, those guys just picked up a corner of our Wormmobile and they're shaking it. I think I'll send it back to you, Johnny Lizard, at the station. This has been Al Fresco trying to play music live and direct from your Magic Hole miniature golf course. Hey, put me down, you guys.
Traffic time on Wonderful Worm, so let's go high in the sky above Pomona to our exclusive helicopter traffic reporter, Les Wobbly, in the Whirly Worm.
10-4, Johnny. I just got up here for a bird's eye view of the city, but wait, what's this I see? Oh, no! The entire city seems to be underwater. As far as the eye can see, no people, no cars, nothing but water. Pomona is wiped out. Oh, the humanity!
Les?
Yes, Johnny?
I think you're flying over the Pacific Ocean. Just head east a little, and I think you'll see the streets and houses again.
Right you are, Johnny. Wow, that looked pretty bad there for a moment.
Where are you now, Les?
I'm above the 5,000 block of Hempstead, and what do we have here? It's a woman in her backyard, and you'll never guess what she's doing, Johnny.
Gardening?
Not even close. Let me give you a hint. It's something you'd like to watch.
Oh, I got it. She's got a miniature golf course back there.
No, Johnny. Let me spell it out. She's sunbathing, wearing a bikini, and she seems to have lost the top part.
I think I catch your drift now. Well, where will you be when you call in for your next report, Les?
Right here, Johnny. The 5,000 block of Hempstead. This is Les Wobbly and the Whirly Worm. Roger and out.
Wonderful Worm Radio.
This half hour of the Johnny Lizard Show is sponsored by Joey's Record Mart, where they say credit is never a problem because you don't have any. So let's go out to the store.
Hello, friends. It's Stan the Record Man here once again for Joey's Record Mart, right next door to the Get Me the Hell Out of Here Quick Bail Bondsman in downtown Sukasana, New Jersey. We've got the best in 78s, 33s, and 45s. In fact, my cashier, Pearl the Record Girl, has a pair of 45s. Come on down and peruse her rack of albums. And take it from me, Stan the Record Man, please, somebody. Now, here's an example of the titles you'll find at Joey's Record Mart. How about Hope Your Eyebrows Grow Back by James Brown and His Famous Flames. Special guest star Richard Pryor. That's a hot one. By hot, I mean it just fell off the truck. Here's one you can't pass up, friends. Much as you try to, I Want to Withhold Your Hand by the Internal Revenue Service. And if you're one of the first 15 lucky people through the door at Joey's Record Mart today, you won't get a free plastic 45 adapter, a $26 value for your spindle. Sir, that is not a spindle, and please don't use that to hold your 45s. Put it away. So come in and ask for Pearl the Record Girl, Joey's Record Mart.
Here's Johnny!
Yeah, that's me. A moldy old Goldie out of the mist for you and your sis. I'm Wonderful Worm. That was Denny and the Dropouts asking the musical question, hey, 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 do, 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 wah. Well, they don't write lyrics like that anymore.
Yeah.
Dungeons think it's groovy to go to a drive-in movie, the drive-in movie.
Look out. Here comes 90 minutes of gags, groans, and girls as the period drive-in brings you Pardon My Honker. The laugh riot of the summer in trauma sound and myopia vision. Watch as five guys with pretty bad eczema break into a girl's slumber party right under the nose of the school chaperone, starring Jack Parr, Burt Lahr, Vicky Carr, Jamie Farr, and Terry Garr. Also featuring Jimmy Dean, Janet Dean, Lauren Green, Mr. Clean, Martin Sheen, and Peter, the idiosyncratic budgie, as the suntan lotion. And here's a tip if you're going to be attending the drive-in with other people in your car, don't eat a corn dog from the snack bar. You'll thank me later. Remember, if it's at the period drive-in, it's a good movie! Exclamation point.
The most frequently frequented frequency, 1-4-7.
1450.
Actually, guys, it's 1450.
This portion of the Johnny Lizard Tragedy is sponsored by Chef Luigi Chan's Italian-Chinese Restaurant. Get the best of both worlds with his specialties like chow mein carbonara, Peking pizza, and sweet and sour lasagna. And if you can manage to eat spaghetti with chopsticks, you get a free order of wontons and tomato sauce. It's Chef Luigi Chan's Italian-Chinese Restaurant in downtown Pomona.
Sunday!
Sunday at Dystopia Dragway.
Buckle yourself in. It's going to be a wild ride as Herman White Shoes Garbanzo races his souped-up John Deere tractor with plaid seat covers at speeds up to 9 miles per hour.
And don't forget about the lady racers. See Gladys Sure Thing McNulty's pink powder puff roadster spew deadly methane fumes, forcing everyone to leave and never come back.
And as an added bonus, meet the only stock car driver who was actually raised by wolves, Willie Hairface Kaczynski, as he threatens to gobble up the competition. When you get his autograph, don't get too close.
See the French Bugatti that runs on cheap red wine swerve all over the track, then surrender and desert the stadium.
Take the John Birch Highway, turn right, and follow the signs to Dystopia Dragway.
Adult admission is $3 and children under 12, $5.
Sunday!
Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Good afternoon, viewers. This is the Wizard of Wax, Johnny Lizard, on Wonderful Worm. You know, I may not do a perfect show every day, but I know I'll never be fired because the boss and I have a handshake deal. At least my hands were shaking.
We got the time.
54 degrees in Pomona.
Temperature.
5:23 on the studio clock.
We got the time and temperature.
And the forecast calls for clear skies. You know, I think my wife must be a weather forecaster. Last night she got a call from some guy who wanted to know if the coast was clear.
Wonderful Worm.
Yeah, well. Number 3 on the Worm Dex survey this week, My Heart Skips a Beat by Jerry and the Pacemakers. That was the tune you voted best this week in the Worm Platter Poll called On My List of Favorite People, You're Number 6. 5:23. And how about this? It's a Worm double play. The record's called This Is Going to Hurt by Bee Bumble and the Stingers. More platter and less chatter on the Worm with the second of two songs in a row, Guilty in the Court of Love by Miranda Wright.
According to every rule and regulation, we gotta pause a bit to break the station. Mr. DJ, please!
This is WORM-AM and WANK-FM in Pomona. And I have no further statement to make at this time.
That's an idea! Yeah!
All the reigning show, we've been on the grow.
My partner Al Fresco is out on assignment with a special guest, that cute singing sensation Marsha Mello. Al, take it away.
Thank you, Johnny Lizard, and good afternoon, Miss Mello. Your current hit, Dwayne Broke My Heart When He Started Dating My Prize Hog, is sweeping the country. Where did you get the idea for that one?
My brother was my inspiration, Al. We live on a farm, and well, what can I say?
I got the picture. So how are you promoting your record as you travel across the country?
My uncle is my road manager. He's got me personally meeting all the disc jockeys wherever we go. He said the nicer I am to them, the more they'll play the song. And I'm being real nice to them, if you know what I mean.
I think I do, Marsha. Wow, I couldn't help but notice that you have a really impressive pair of maracas.
Thank you, Al. I get lots of compliments on them.
May I touch them?
Of course.
I've never seen a set quite like these.
Glad you like them, and thanks for having me on the radio. Are you one of those DJs I have to be nice to, Al?
It wouldn't hurt, Marsha. It wouldn't hurt. Well, back to Johnny Lizard at the station.
Bye, everyone.
Great interview, Al Fresco. Looks like you now have plans for the evening.
Good grief.
This is Johnny Lizard and,
What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Well, this weekend, Wonderful Worm Radio is sponsoring a bikini car wash to benefit the home for wayward yet attractive teenage girls. It'll be held at Our Lady of Perpetual Cramps on Saturday between 2 and 4. You may already know some of these girls. I know I do, so come on out and support a good cause.
I'm hip.
It's 5:23 on Wonderful Worm, and time for Make It or Break It. Here's the new platter. My girlfriend starred in a hygiene film. Just dial 242-WORM.
And watch the mistakes!
During that song, Pearl Button, our Wonderful Worm secretary, was tabulating the votes to Make It or Break It. She's with me in the studio now, so let's find out how the voting went. Pearl?
Well, you could say it was close, Johnny.
But did you like the song, Pearl?
I don't listen to the station, Johnny. I listen to KRAP.
Okay, that'll do it. Thanks, Pearl.
Wonderful!
DJ Johnny Lizard.
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
Customers a lot more.